The alpine landscape flies past. On the rail route from Bern to Brig, as Johnny Cash brings a sense of nostalgia to the trip. But these four train seats, the window, and the map on the table are not in a train and are not heading from Bern to Brig.
Das ist unser Zugabteil hier.
Patricia Bereswil is director of care and treatment at Domicile Bethlehemacher in Bern. The nursing home specializing in dementia has about 72 residents. She says this is the train section. Patients can come and go as they please. Maybe they ride and then step out to the garden. News of this virtual train began spreading a few weeks ago, and critique was not far behind. Is this an alternate reality for the patients? Do they know what's happening?
Ich denke, diese Personen haben sich zu wenig auseinandergesetzt. Was ist eigentlich unsere Idee?
Bereswil says she thinks people are confused by the idea. She says if people think they just put residents in the train and walk away, they misunderstand. That is not the idea, she says. This is part of a concept, a very small part of a concept where the focus is on the emotional well-being of residents. Bereswil says this used to be a standard care home, but now the level of care is diversified. Quality of life is paramount, and the virtual train is just one of Bethlehemacher's experience spaces. There is the garden, Bereswil says, or a spa-like treatment room, or a waterbed where colors are projected on walls, or another where the sky is painted onto the ceiling with changing daylight, all to create a calm atmosphere for residents.
The reality in nursing homes today is dementia. There are more people with dementia than people without dementia.
Brigitte Martensen is managing director of the Swiss Alzheimer's Association.
Care has to do with human presence. And then we need people who know about dementia and to know how to understand what they observe. And it's about human care, much, much more than about any technical devices or, it's human care.
Martensen wants to be clear that she has not seen the virtual train in Bern, nor is she criticizing the work of Bethlehemacher. But generally, she says,
if it's a make-believe, which is the case very much with the train journey, I would be reluctant because people are already lost in their lives and in their heads. It's very peculiar to put them in a make-believe situation. The problem is that we don't have enough people working in the care in the nursing homes because we don't want it to cost more money.
Und nicht irgendeine falsche Wirklichkeit vorspielen, es geht überhaupt nicht um das.
Patricia Bereswil at Bethlehemacher says it is not about creating an alternate reality. That's not it at all. And the virtual train is not taking the place of staff. All positions are filled. In other spots, Birgitte Martensen with the Swiss Alzheimer's Association says a lack of personnel has already caused other serious concerns.
The other option that is used far too much and which is much more dangerous for me is drugs, is to give drugs that will keep the persons calm.
Parliament is already moving on creating a national strategy on dementia care, but Martensen says health care is still a cantonal issue. So if Bethlehemacher in Bern has developed something helpful, there is no formal framework to spread the idea. Bethlehemacher is trying to inform and spread its innovations anyway, planning an informational session with cantonal dementia groups next month.